Yes, yesterday a horrible accident occurred 12 miles before Maridi, that is between Faraxika and Maridi. Petrol tank overturned, and then residents around the area tried to go and collect the linking petrol so that they can help themselves. But unfortunately, the tank caught fire, and over 50 people are reported killed in that fire, and over 100 also seriously injured or burned. The incident actually is a tragic one that maybe has left very many people, you know, dead. And according to reports as well, military police car that went to the site also got burned, and some soldiers also got burned in the incident.
Well, this is very sad indeed. Over 50 people dead and over 100 still receiving treatment. Do we know what actually triggered the explosion? What triggered the fire?
Yeah, according to the report I got, actually there are two reasons given to me. One is that people are suspecting somebody with a cigarette might be near the petrol. Then that's why it caught fire and the explosion took place. And according to the report also, they are saying somebody might have released a bullet. That is why the petrol tank caught fire. But the authorities on the ground are yet to confirm to us exactly what made the petrol tank to explode. That is yet to be known. As up to now, the exact figure of the people who have died in the incident is not known. They are just estimating to over 50, because some people burnt to ashes and some people are still missing according to the report, which means the exact figure will be established later and we shall know exactly how many people have been affected in the incident.
Yes, now according to the figures that we have had, over 50 and also over 100 people who have been affected by this incident. Tell us about this particular area. Is the population there really that much?
Of course, it's mainly just 5 miles away from Faraxika, and Faraxika is a well-populated area in Maridi. And you know, when the truck overturned, residents with their children and elderly people even could collect containers to rush and get for themselves petrol so that they can maybe survive on. And unfortunately, in that incident, children, women, men got victims of the fire. So you can imagine the situation. So people who went with their children also got burned altogether.
Tell us about the moods of the people in Western Equatoria State after this incident, really.
It's actually very sad, very, very sad to hear about it, and everybody was worried what is happening in the state. On the other side, in Munri, you know, attacks on military vehicles, leaving people dead. Again, this tragic situation in Maridi, just a few days after when the weekend has been also bloody. I think people are really very, very sad for what is happening in Western Equatoria these days. They are very sad.